Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Actually, it's interesting. We were just talking about newspapers last week to a great extent here
right.
on Free Talk Live and how they're kind of on the way out. And maybe they don't need to be replaced. Maybe we don't need to be so concerned about what's going to happen because decentralization is going to pick up the slack. So we'll get into that coming up here. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Captain, you in the last several weeks since the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest, more specifically, have been promoting your new songs, or the EP, or extended play, as it is referred to,
yep.
a three-track album, quote-unquote, even though there's not a physical platter that you're releasing. You did release these songs on a USB stick that's custom for, it's got your logo on it, the Captain Kickass logo. The first place you made it available was at Forkfest and Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. You sold out.
I did, yeah, and they were custom branded for Forkfest and Porkfest.
Limited in number.
Yep.
And so the true fanatics were able to pick those up at that time. Since that time, the songs have gone online at CaptainKickass.com and all of the usual haunts for online music.
Right? Spotify, Apple, et cetera, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Deezer, I don't even know, Tidal, it's got the videos now.
So basically, wherever you listen to music online, if you search Captain Kickass, you're going to find the tracks from Eleutheromania.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
There's a new development, though.
Well, so today, a big day for me.
Mm-hmm.
All three of the music videos have dropped.
Ooh.
Officially.
Okay. Having seen them already, I know they are quite good.
Thanks.
I thought they were good.
I put in so much hard work. I mean, not just me, but other people I involved and or hired, depending on the video.
Former co-host Vincent here on Free Talk Live was one of your editors.
Yes, and he did the video editing for the song called It's Time, which features the actual FBI raid footage from here at this studio, the Free Talk Live studio.
I hope more people can get use out of that because it is pretty wild footage.
It also features Porkfest.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I loosely refer to them as something like the New Hampshire Porcupine Liberty Chorus or something along those lines. I change it up every time I say it because I've not settled on anything. But this was literally an idea that I had at Porkfest with, I think, Brian Becker was involved. A couple other people at Porkfest were involved. And what we did is we asked those folks participating in the Porkfest picture.
Every year on Saturday, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is probably the world's most popular libertarian festival, certainly the most popular libertarian camping event, and with well over 2,000 attendees in the last few years each year. On Saturday, as many people as are willing, which is never the full amount.
Right.
It's, you know, several hundred usually, maybe up to 1,000.
I think 2022, the official head count was like 3,000 people.
Right, but how many were
attendees?
In the picture?
Half that, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so maybe like 1,000 or so in the picture. But at least hundreds of people come down to the main field, and it's sort of like a bowl. So, like, there's kind of a semi-hill that's going up, and people kind of stand on the hill in a large group, and they take a picture.
So I asked those people participating in the picture if they would chant along, "We will not comply," a few times. I brought some field recording equipment Yeah, expensive recording equipment, multi-track stuff, microphones, stands, that kind of stuff. And then I also brought a handheld field recorder because I just wanted two sources in case something happened to the one.
Good idea. Okay.
And so, sure enough, some people
refused to comply.
Well, yes. But a whole bunch of people complied with We Will Not Comply, or at least chanting that. And so we were able to not only record the audio with the field recording equipment and the handheld field recorder, but also we got several people to capture it either on their cell phones or on cameras.
Okay.
And then we also got, the reason I mentioned Brian Becker is because he had a drone out there with a camera on it.
Nice.
And he captured some really kick-ass drone footage, pun intended, of this actual thing going on. And so the song is called It's Time, and the main line in it is, You can't stop an idea whose time has come.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, it's the drone footage and the camera footage of everybody going, "We will not comply with it," repeatedly. And it's really cool. And one of the reasons that I did that was because, well, we had the idea at Porkfest, and we were already there at Porkfest with Porkfest attendees and Porkfest people and that kind of a thing. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool as like sort of a, a recruiting tool, an advertisement, something to help Porkfest promote itself.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to release a music video, made at Porkfest by Porkfest people featuring everybody at Porkfest.
Sounds cool to me.
And I've been advertising that in all of the chats and all of the Porkfest stuff and all that kind of thing. So I've been sort of anticipating today. And so the first thing I do when the video goes live is I drop a link to the video in the Telegram Porkfest attendee chat.
Uh-oh, spammer!
Immediately gets removed as being off topic.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
now,
I don't know.
You didn't just drop into this chat to do this, right? You've been in the chat before.
I've been talking about this. Yeah. The last thing I posted in this chat was, the video drops on August 12th.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it wasn't like you just joined the chat for the first time, and then the first thing that came out of your digital mouth was, here's my music.
I've been advertising
video.
The EP in the chat and all this kind of thing, and no one said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I just thought, hey, I'm just going to drop this link in here because it's called the Porkfest attendee chat.
Mm-hmm.
I figure this is
attended.
The attendees post things to chat about Porkfest.
Sure. Seems completely on topic to me.
And so it gets removed as being not on topic. Mm-hmm. I get somebody whose Telegram name is Bitcoin Bum. I know who they are.
Really?
They revealed themselves to me privately, but I'm not going to dox anybody because I'm that courteous.
Wow.
And so I get a response like, hey, I don't know if you know me, but I run this site over here and, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What I've done is I've moved it to the off-topic chat
room. Okay.
And I'm like, that is beyond lame, mm-hmm. right? This video was made, by Porkfest attendees, for Porkfest attendees. Please put it back. And nothing occurred. I got no response. They were real quick to take it down. I mean, mm-hmm. within minutes.
Wow.
If that, it might have been up there for 2 minutes tops.
That's crazy.
Before it was removed. And so I responded. I waited 2 minutes because that's how long they waited for me. I didn't hear a reply. I didn't get a read. I didn't nothing. Mm-hmm. So I go back to the regular chat and I'm like, apparently, and I just described everything that I've told you.
Right.
Apparently my on topic video is off topic. To which, of course, I got responses from both Constance and this Bitcoin bum as well, saying,
Constance
"Oh, well, blah,
is
blah, blah, blah,
the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this coming year."
Yeah. So I was just like, I've had enough. I'm done listening to you guys.
What was the rationale from them? I mean,
the thing. So I got how people leave voice messages and send texts. So the first message I got privately from Bitcoin bum was in text. The next one I got was a voice message. Mm-hmm. Well, the purpose of the Porkfest attendee chat is more for what's coming up this year at Porkfest, already happened. And
okay, so they won't ever post the picture then.
How did they what if I plan on performing live at Porkfest this year? Right? Like, how can you make the assumption that what I'm posting has no relevance to the future Porkfest?
It's ridiculous.
First of all, this video wasn't even available to post until today.
Right.
It just dropped today.
Yeah. Just the micromanaging.
It's
absolutely ridiculous.
Am I butthurt about it? Sure.
Yeah, it sucks.
You're
a paying attendee of this event, and you went out of your way.
I don't know, 3 years or whatever, right?
Yeah, you went out of your way to include it in your media production, and you thought it would be cool to share it with people.
And
I mean, it doesn't earn you money or something like that.
Yeah, if
somebody watches your video.
If anything, it's more of an advertisement for Pork
Fest. That's what I'm saying.
Than anything else. The largest Freedom Festival, at least camping festival, that I'm aware of. Right? And so, like, I don't want to seem ungrateful. I am extremely grateful to everybody who participated in the video, to everybody that helped, to everybody that provided footage, to everybody that even attended the premiere that I had.
And those people have nothing in common, likely, with the people organizing the event.
Right.
I'm just going to guess that the people who organized the event did not help you with this.
Not at all.
In fact, they are now working actively against you
by
censoring your content.
And, like, here I am, like, probably one of the biggest fans, right? I've put together a professionally shot, a professionally edited music video containing nothing but, like, advertising, if you will, for Pork Fest, or at least showcasing the people at Pork Fest, what happens at Pork Fest, the spirit of Pork Fest, if you will, which is supposed to be freedom.
Yeah. The appropriate thing to do would, at the very minimum, be to simply allow it and do nothing. But the appropriate thing to do would be to copy the link and post it from an official Pork Fest channel and say, hey, look at this cool thing one of our attendees made at Pork Fest. That would be the right thing to do in the circumstance. And I suspect that they have done that for some things, which makes me wonder.
Oh, not for me. Like, if it was some other artist, some other, you know, if somebody painted, like, you know, a painting of the Pork Fest photo from 2 years ago or whatever it was, a year ago even, 2022, and posted that in the Pork Fest chat, are they going to take that down?
I don't know.
You know, so my point is that, like, if it was some other recording artist, I'm not going to name any names, but you know who these people are that, like, Porkfest loves, right? There's a certain Jordan Page, Tatiana Moroz, these types of people. If they'd have dropped a video in the Porkfest attendee chat that was made at Porkfest by people at Porkfest for Porkfest, I wonder what would have happened.
Probably they would have been praised or something like that. Did anybody step up to defend you?
If anything, Johnson.
Well, this is what you get for being involved with disreputable programs like this.
Do you think that has something to do with it?
Well, probably.
I'm certain.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Sorry, Captain.
No.
Freetalk Live has been a target of Pork Fest for years now.
Yeah.
Like, that's never. I mean, like, things have been kind of like, you know, hatchets have been buried, but, like, there's still clearly some amount of resentment of our program among the official LLC of the Free State Project.
Yeah. I'm only perturbed because it's the day the video dropped.
Yeah.
Right. As a heavy metal musician, an independent heavy metal musician, I am used to being the underground. Right. So, you know, like Rodney Dangerfield, I get no respect. Right? You know, I'm used to this kind of a thing. This is what DIY artists run into constantly, no matter what type of music or art you're involved in. If you're not going along and if you're trying to, like, buck the system or be an anti-establishment, you know, have topics about, you know, song topics about anti-establishmentarianism, that type of thing. You run into this all the time. I've been asked to no longer contact, the USO, because
the military.
The military, yeah. I tried to get gigs for one of my heavy metal bands at the USO, just even locally when I lived in the Washington area.
You became libertarian?
Yes.
Okay.
And denied. Mm-hmm. Right? Please don't contact us again. Yeah. We won't have your music.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So before cancel culture was a thing, I was getting canceled. Right.
Yeah, sure.
So you're used to it. I'm not. Yeah. What bugs me, though, is that it's supposed to be the day, right? Like, people were looking forward to it, right? People who were there and bought my EP on the USB card, people who saw the pre-release versions of the videos.
Those people should go and share that in the chat room.
Yeah.
There should be another dozen plus people who bought your album that just, you know, they're already in the chat room. Go ahead and share it in there and let them all get censored. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And I'm glad Johnson, again, another former co-host here on Free Talk Live, was coming to your defense because he's been all over the Pork Fest organizers in the last 48 hours because your situation isn't the only ongoing situation.
Yeah.
The situation with the Body Freedom Village is hot and heavy right
like,
now.
I almost feel like if I'd have just said, hey, this video doesn't have any nudity in it, and then posted the link, it would have been fine.
Mm.
Because they're all about, oh my God, they're all super sensitive about nudity in that chat now.
Yeah, it's really sad what has happened with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, having seen, been attending on and off, mostly on, since 2007, which is the year after I moved here. I moved here in 2006 for the Free State Project, but it was in September, so Porkfest had already happened. And I never came to visit before I moved. So my first chance to go to Porkfest was 2007. And so I've been there for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen the sort of the rise and the fall.
You're like
the
a staple of that, right? Yeah. Like, maybe you don't claim this, but like, I'm pretty sure Free Talk Live is responsible for most of the early movers.
We brought a lot of people here. Even the organizer this year, Constance, told us on the air she found the Free State Project by listening to Free Talk Live.
Weird.
So, but now, unfortunately, it seems like what happens, and it's sad, but it's true, it seems that what happens is when, even when, believe it or not, libertarians get a taste of power, they just go crazy with it. And it is just so sad, having seen, as I said, the rise and the fall, and then the rise and the fall of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Brief history here. So it was very, very popular in the early part of the last decade. So like 2010, 2011, 2012, it was really started to really run up in popularity. 2013, 2014, big years, over, you know, close to 2,000 people, like 1,500, 1,700 people were attending the event. And then the people who were organizing it started to ban people from the event. And whether you agree or disagree for the reasons for the ban or the various bans, that's one thing. And there might have been some good reasons in some cases. But they went so far with it as to start checking people's cars at the gate and start checking people's, you know, not ID, but checking to see if they had a ticket to the event. So they actually had security at the gate of the event. And at one point when it was rumored, and this was just trolling, but it was rumored that Christopher Cantwell, who had been banned from the event, was going
somebody
to...
Somebody smuggling him in.
Right. He was rumored to be planning to give a speech at a certain campsite at a certain day and time. Yeah. And so the Porkfest security clamped down and was literally popping people's trunks on the way into the campsite, the campground. And this is in addition to, you know, checking people's passes and such. And it turned out to be a troll thing because Cantwell was just on, like, a video feed or something. So he did, quote, appear at the campsite, but not in physical reality. And so that was one, like, really low moment for the Free State Project. And then, of course, later on, they did some more things to upset people. For instance, the vendors, they kept on cranking up the rules. That kept on being new rules to be a vendor at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
If you wanted to locate in the sort of the prime real estate, which was what they call Agora Valley, I believe it is. It's like the first several rows of RV campsites before you get down to the main bowl-focused area. So those are like the highest trafficked areas. That's where people want to be. And the Free State Project, or the organizers, you know, they figured this out relatively quickly. Oh, this is the hot spot. Let's charge them for it.
Yeah.
And so not only did they charge people what ended up being, I believe, a few hundred bucks, in addition to the cost of reserving the site with the campground, it also came with a list of rules that you had to follow.
Oh, how neat.
Now, of course, there's always good reasons, quote-unquote, for rules, like, you know, clean up your trash, that kind of thing. But it just kept getting longer and longer, and the list of benefits that you would get from locating there got fewer and fewer. So it used to be, like, you get 4 or 6 passes along with your reservation as a vendor. And they whittled that down to like 1 or 2.
Wow.
And it just kept on, the price kept going up, the benefits kept going down, the rules kept increasing. And so what happened, it was either 2018 or 2019, the vendors got together and they said, screw this. We're tired of this. We're just going to go ahead and go outside of the designated vending area. And they set up a whole row, like 1 or 2 rows of RV sites that they reserved on their own, and they just moved their whole operations from what was the sort of main hot spot for vending to this place that wasn't the hot spot, but they made it the hot spot by all of them going there together as sort of like a mass protest. That year,
Well, what we really need for this is we need some kind of organization that will check from site to site to make sure you're not vending without paying extra money.
Well, that thankfully didn't happen as a result of this.
Don't give him any ideas.
The Free State Project actually...
It's not my idea. This is what the United States federal government does now.
Sure. And this was a reaction to Porkfest becoming like a government, like creating all these rules, having this tax, essentially, that you had to pay. And so they protested it by operating outside of the official area, and it was a tremendous success. Everybody went there. In fact, there were like maybe three or four businesses that had located in the official area,
because
they hadn't gotten the memo or whatever from the other people. They just weren't connected with the community, and so they didn't know. And as soon as they set up and they looked around, like, where is everybody? And they figured it out. They went to Rogers and said, can we move our site over here? And they, you know, they got to move out. And that whole area, which was the designated hotspot, was completely empty for an entire week. It was amazing to watch it happen. And the
This is what should happen when you are rent-seeking. Because that's exactly what this is. These are people who performed a service for people. They gave something of value. They made the whole festival better.
They worked their ass off the whole time.
Right, now, and that's, they didn't charge the Free State Project Incorporated for this. They didn't charge Rogers for this. No, they just made the place better. And what did they get rewarded for this? What was their comeuppance?
More fees,
more rules, more restrictions.
Right.
The thing that I want, I don't want to bash Porkfest here, right? Which is kind
I'm not bashing him. I'm just talking about the history.
I mean, I don't want to. Right, I love Porkfest. I love the people. I love all the vendors. Right,
with the exception
the
of bureaucracy,
times,
it's a great
all
event.
That kind of thing. What I want to get across, though, is that the people who organize the event from year to year, and I realize this changes from time to time, they all want to be respected for the hard work and voluntarily that they put in. And a lot of these people are volunteers; they're not getting paid for this.
That's right.
Right, so they want to be respected for the hard work that they put in all year long to make it go. Well, perhaps you should tolerate the hard work that other people put in helping you. I'm a frickin' ally, and you're treating me like an outcast. Yeah. So take that for what it's worth. How about you exercise some tolerance and welcome those people who are already here working towards freedom and liberty with you?
Tolerance is the old way of things. Apparently, the new Porcupine Freedom Festival, come 2024, is adopting a intolerance policy. And they are now taking the Body Freedom Village, which has always been one of the most, you know, friendly places.
The frickin' kiddie table.
They have now been put literally to the back of the bus.
Yeah.
The Body Freedom Village, for those that don't know, is the nudists at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, maybe that's not your thing. Okay, that's fine. It's not my thing necessarily, but I did go and attend a couple of their events the 2 days that I was there this year because those people are a lot of fun. They are a good group of people. They're kind, and they're just a fun group to hang around. They have some cool events that they put together at their site. This group has been discriminated against in such a disappointing fashion. I mean, it makes what happened to you, Captain, look like child's play.
I agree.
And we'll get into that because it has to do with that sort of the rise and the fall and then the rise. And this is the new fall, in my opinion, of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's a sad story. And I don't think they're going to change it. I mean, they got some time to make a change and undo this damage. But as so far, they're putting their feet down. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA. a news update. A Georgia grand jury is expected to begin hearing the case against former President Trump as early as Monday. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan confirmed that he is scheduled to testify on Tuesday. At least 80 people have been killed on Maui as search and rescue operations continue in the resort town of Lahaina. The Kremlin claims Russian forces downed 20 Ukrainian drones over its annexed territory in Crimea. The drone strikes follow similar attacks on Moscow. Plenty of cheers in western New York on Saturday as Buffalo Bills defensive back Damar Hamlin returned to the football field. Hamlin, who suffered a cardiac arrest during a Monday night football game earlier in the year, played his first game in the Bills' preseason opener. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to talk about. Ian Peoples come here and Captain Kickass here tonight. We're talking about the new video, the new music video, which I don't think we yet said how our listeners can go and watch this or these videos.
It's over at CaptainKickass.com.
Okay.
At the top of the page, there is what appears to be one YouTube video. If you look in the top right-hand corner, it says one of three. It's a playlist of all three of the videos. So if you just go to CaptainKickass.com, click play on the first thing you see, it'll play all three of them back-to-back.
And share them as you might.
Share them as you will. They're Creative Commons attribution is how they're licensed on my YouTube channel. If you're on YouTube and you want to like or subscribe, it's youtube.com/@CaptainKickass, I believe, is the channel title.
Easy enough.
And so, yeah, I mean, I've used a distributor, so it's on other places, too. Mm-hmm. So I put them on my personal YouTube channel. I would like to put them on the Free Talk Live Odyssey as well so that they can live forever. If we can,
no problem.
You and I or our producers can figure out how to make that happen.
That's easy enough.
It's also on, like, Tidal and Apple Music and, like, a whole bunch of other video-exclusive platforms. So if you're a music video fan and you're on some of these other platforms, go search for Captain Kickass. If you find a platform it's not on, let me know, and I'll send it over to my distributor and say, hey, can you get it on this platform, too? We'll see. So Vivo, I'm trying to remember what else. Yeah, like yeah. So
that's like where all the music people are.
It's everywhere.
Big deal.
Right.
All right, cool.
Like, so, you know. I tried
congrats,
to do it,
dude.
Tried to do it professional,
that's
you know. Like, I am an independent artist, but like for the first time in like I don't even know, man. I've been doing music for 35 years, 40 years, whatever it is. For the first time, it's easier than ever for an independent artist to get distribution.
That's amazing.
Used to be you had to be on a label before you could get distribution.
Huh.
And so, you know, 10 years later, whatever. You know, just functioning as an independent band prior to moving to New Hampshire, I'm like, oh, man, I wish this stuff was available when I was back in the day, in the early internet days. But you had to, like, go to each platform itself and basically beg your way onto it if they would let you.
Now the distributors have all the in.
Yeah, now you pay, like, an annual fee, and the distributor's like, oh, okay. We'll just put it everywhere for you. The thing is the distributor did not distribute one of the three videos. It's a video for a song called Words.
Okay.
The chorus is, these are the words that divide. The song is all about me compiling the most politically divisive words in the English language over the course of history.
Were they offended by it or something?
Like, I don't know.
They just declined? Like no thanks?
Well, I got one thing that said something about the Chiron or whatever, because it's a lyric video, right? And so I think just the way the animation for the video was shot confused their algorithms that determine whether or not it's approved to be distributed.
Weird.
But the other lyric video was completely approved. Like, yep, and they even I didn't label it a lyric video. They labeled it a lyric video.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know what the hell happened.
Is there no way to get a human being to actually
look
at it?
I mean, like, I've messaged the people, and it's just like any other thing. You got to
wait.
And,
sure, yeah.
Like, who knows whether they'll reply or not. That's why I took it upon myself to also put them on my own YouTube channel, put them on my own website, so that I knew, as an independent artist, that the stuff that I released is actually out today.
So due to some poor decision-making by centralized bureaucracy, namely the people organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the years, they started to see attendance dropping.
Yes.
In after like 2016 or so. And that was at the same time that ForkFest was started as an alternative for people that were tired of all the rules and tired of all the security and tired of all the crackdowns on the vendors and all the stuff that was going on that was driving people away. And ForkFest.party is the website for ForkFest. It's a decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Still exists today. It's happening before.
Underrated festival, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's happening also underattended, sadly. But it's happening before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That may change in 2024, because there's some talk now about, you know, moving Body Freedom Village to ForkFest, and other people might be upset by what just happened to you, Captain, because it doesn't seem like the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival at this point care about Body Freedom Village. So I was talking about sort of the ups and the downs, and so what brought ForkFest back from its decline was the vendors protested, and they said, we've had it with these vendor fees. We're just going to go outside of the vendor area. See you later. And so ForkFest got the message on that one because it cost them, right? Like, they had this incredibly popular vendor area that was sold out year after year after year. It went from being sold out to being completely empty. And so they got that one through their heads, and they said, maybe we should change how we do this vendor area thing. And and they did.
And they decentralized,
decentralized, and it happened in 2020, which was, of course, the year of COVID. There weren't any libertarian any events at all anywhere happening, but ForkFest did happen. And that was the year that really kind of shifted things, where they were no longer the thing they used to do was they would, like, book the whole site, the whole campground.
Yep.
And then they would sort of resell the campground out, if I recall correctly. That's kind of how it worked. You had to basically have a ForkFest ticket in order to reserve a site. In 2020, it was open season. Anybody who wanted to come camp at Rogers Campground could just reserve a site straight from Rogers Campground. You didn't have to have a ticket or anything like that. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival sort of retracted its footprint on the campground from the entire thing down to the pavilion and the bowl area.
Right. Right. All we need is another global pandemic hoax.
Right.
And, and you know,
and Park Fest will return.
Yeah, we just need everyone on Earth locked in their homes again, and then we can have freedom here.
It was a lot, you know, a lot of people said this is the way it should be. They're not micromanaging people anymore. They're not micromanaging who's camping where or who's setting up and vending. Yeah. They're letting the market decide, yeah. Right? Whoever calls in Rogers gets the campsite first. Whoever's there first gets the site first. And, you know, that's it. Simple.
The way it should be.
It seemed like it was going in a good direction. Unfortunately, the next year, apparently, they reversed course and they went back to the old ways of requiring Porkfest tickets. And the excuse for this is, quote-unquote, theft of services. So the organizers were upset because somebody somewhere, I don't know how many of these somebodies, I don't think it was more than a handful of them, but somebody somewhere registered with Rogers Campground, got a campsite, and hung out for a week without buying the Porkfest ticket.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, somebody ought to tell them there are these things called seasonals.
Yes.
And these seasonals, well, they didn't buy tickets at all.
No, they did not. And they don't get accused of, quote-unquote, theft of services. And what were the supposed services that were being thieved?
Well, we brought people around.
It was that, oh, you got to use the porta-potties we brought in, so therefore, you know.
I think this didn't matter to the seasonal campgrounds.
Because that's the thing. It's like, just because you're on the campground doesn't mean you give a, you know, rat's behind about what's happening at the Porkfest Pavilion.
Yeah.
That was Porkfest that year. What was going on in that field was the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and the rest of it was just awesome stuff happening in the campground,
right,
thanks to Porkfest bringing those people there. And it would have gone fine. In fact, it would have continued to be an incredible success had they just left it alone.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with these positions of power, is they just don't seem to be able to leave people alone. And so they cranked back up on now requiring a ticket in order to give them some credit. They haven't brought back the oppressive security at the gate. There's no more gate security. That's been wiped out, I think, since like 2019 or 2020. So no one's checking your passes when you come into the site.
That's the vehicle.
And they have sort of kept the focus in that sort of bowl area for official events.
Have you gotten your Porkfest RFID chip yet?
Right.
But unfortunately, as we're pointing out here, now again, the power's going to people's heads, and somebody complained, and what they're not saying is how many somebodies complained,
right,
about naked people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was, by the way, in the rules, it was in the ticket that people bought, there was like some terms of service.
If you do even light research on Porkfest, you're going to be like, oh, there might be some
You might see a naked person. If that is too much for you, you can't imagine encountering this, or you don't want your kids to potentially see a naked person or persons, maybe you don't belong at a freedom festival that is supposed to be tolerant and allowing of the whole range of freedom-friendly lifestyles.
I say it all the time. I want to be completely free of coercion and violence, and I realize that in order for me to achieve that goal, I must advocate for everyone else to also be that free.
Yes.
That's the only way. This is the only way it's going to happen. The only way it's going to happen.
That doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion about other people's lifestyles, okay? But the difference is, you can have your opinion, but you have to let other people live their lives how they want.
I don't need other people to shield me from reality. If I bump into a corner of reality that I'm not into, I can leave.
Sure.
But you will be scarred for life from having seen that it exists.
No, I won't. It'll turn you into a gay freak. It might be a fun story to tell somebody later. Oh, yeah, I was at this thing, and I bumped into a thing I didn't like. And
see, that's the difference between you and these complaining people, is they don't like other people having their kind of fun. See, the people who are complaining, they have their kind of fun, and they're all about that. Maybe their fun is to go hunting, or maybe their fun is to go shooting, or go on an ATV, or I don't know. I'm speculating. I don't know what their hobbies are.
Yeah.
But if your idea of fun is to be naked at a campsite with some other naked people and just hanging out or doing the Naked Olympics or having a naked, what was one of the other things? They had like a fashion show where you had to have a gun strapped on your body at some location.
Wait, naked and armed?
Yeah, naked and strapped. So if that was your idea of fun, whoa, we can't have that because some child
I mean, don't get me wrong, like,
see it.
I'm probably not going to that event, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, they should be allowed to have it.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that the reason that the non-aggression principle is so effective is because it's a negative requirement.
Right.
Like, you don't have to do anything in order to follow the non-aggression principle. When you're asleep, if you're in a coma, you are following the non-aggression principle because it's a negative requirement. Now, this is a positive requirement. You are not only required not to harm anyone, you are required to be wearing clothes.
Mm.
And where does it end? Once you start putting positive requirements onto our social structure, where does it end?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is what are these people who are demanding that there be no naked people or sequester the naked people? It's okay. You can go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's new rules that have been put into place for 2024 for the naked people,
yep.
And that is that there's now an official area for them. Which there wasn't before.
Like I said, the kiddie table.
The
like
naked,
Thanksgiving, when you put the kids at the little folding table.
The naked,
that's what they did with BFE.
The naked people, on their own volition over the last few years, have located themselves in a lesser trafficked area of the park.
They formed their own little community voluntarily out of the way of anybody that might complain about what they're doing.
Well, they might have to go to the porta potty, and if they have to go to the porta potty, someone might see them.
But that's not good enough. The place where they were, which again is lesser trafficked, that's not far enough away from everybody else. So they've literally been relegated to the northwestern corner of the park, which is as far away from anything happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival as you can possibly be. It's, in fact, so far that all the park models and such, the people that are there, the seasonals that you described earlier, they're up there. And, in fact, to me, this seems like a plot. Because how you could just, let's put them up in the northwest corner and not realize that you're locating them right next to a group of people who are not libertarians necessarily.
Yeah.
These are the park model people. They're there for the season. They're there all the time. And they are the most likely, in my opinion, to not want to see naked people. But yet they've now located these naked people right next door to the park model people. It seems like it's just asking for conflict. It's just, we want the park model people to complain, so then we're just going to have to tell the naked people in 2025, we're sorry, we tried to make this work, but somebody saw a flash of a butt cheek from the park model, and you just can't be allowed to be here. Because what they're saying to the naked people now is not only do you have to be in this area of the park, but you also have to separate yourself. You have to put up barriers. There has to be no one who can see you being naked from any other non-quote-unquote BFV campsite.
You must build a wall.
That's correct. That's right.
I'm a fan of, in these situations, I'm a fan of, shoe on the other foot, right? Let's reverse the roles here and see what does that look like. What if the commonly accepted norm was to be naked.
Mm-hmm.
And Porkfest decided that, well, if you want to wear clothing, you're going to be sequestered, if you will, to the northwest corner of the lot. While everybody else is running around being naked, if you're clothed, you're going to be up here.
Right.
And you can only wear clothes, or if you're going to come down and use the porta potties, you've got to be naked.
What if a child saw you clothed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they might develop all sorts of complexes and sexual fetishes of clothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get this from, no, I don't get it from, one of my favorite uses of this sort of...
they might start worshipping genitals!
Right. One of my favorite television examples of this is the Battlestar Galactica reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So, in our society, the most commonly referred to religions are that of Christianity and of one specific deity.
Sure.
And in fact, most of the religions are monotheistic.
Mm-hmm.
In Battlestar Galactica, the most commonly accepted religion was polytheists.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about, basically the Zodiac gods, right? And that was there. And so, here comes these crazy people with this idea that there's only one God,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're the outcasts, they're the oppressed, they're the downtrodden, they're the ridiculed, right? And that kind of a thing. And I love that about that show. Because it's a juxtaposition, and if that doesn't make you think, I don't know what will. But this is something that everybody involved in the freedom movement needs to contemplate. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. What if your belief system was the one being targeted? What
but
if
the other person doesn't have shoes? That's the problem. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Well, they don't have to.
Hold on. The fact that they have to erect a barrier between them is completely new information to me.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, well, so here's the thing. You will wear clothes. Now, if you don't feel like wearing them on your body, you can wear them several feet away, as long as you're still wearing them. As long as there's a barrier between my eyes and your body, you can wear your clothes over here instead of on your body, but you will wear them.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. So there's been a conversation that's been going on for the past few days. Jeff Eunice is the organizer of the Body Freedom Village. He's a really, really nice guy. A gay guy moved from San Francisco. And, of course, you know, gay guys throw the best parties, so he's really great.
They do. That. I'm not even gay, but oh, my God, man. I have some of the best parties I've ever been to in my 80s. I would like to give Body Freedom Village a shout-out because of what they did at Pork Fest this year with the little flags.
Yeah.
So there was some controversy going on.
And yard signs, too.
And the yard signs, yeah. And so they decided voluntarily to have these things printed up and go around to each site individually, introduce themselves, and be like, hey, are you with us or against us, you know, with our thing? And, you know, if so, can we put one of these flags or these yard signs at your site? And everybody who said, yes, we're with you and you can, they did. And so you knew exactly which sites were friendly to the Body Free. And Free Talk Live site was one of them.
Yep.
And I didn't even know that this all had happened until I saw the little flag. Yep. And I asked somebody, I'm like, what the heck is this BFV flag? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, it's, and they explained what I just explained. I'm like, that's exactly how Pork Fest is supposed to work. Voluntary interaction, voluntary cooperation. You know, do you approve of this? Yes, I do. Can we put a sign that says, hey, you're welcome here? Yes, you can. That's how it's supposed to work.
Great way to meet people,
that's
too.
That's freedom.
A great way to, you know, get out there and talk to people and
that's
find
voluntarism,
out.
That's the non-aggression principle. It's all that stuff at work.
And there wasn't a lot of pushback at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
None.
There wasn't some sort of protest. When RFK showed up, Robert Kennedy showed up to give a speech, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizers botched this up by having a gun-free zone in the area where he was giving the speech at the pavilion. There was a protest, and rightfully so. There were people standing outside with guns protesting this particular event, and they should have done that, and they did. Never happened with Body Freedom Village. There wasn't a protest about Body Freedom Village. There weren't even active complaints against any of the naked people for going outside of the area they were supposed to be in and being naked. And none of that happened. The complaints came in afterwards. And the thing is, in this chat that's been going on, Constance is the organizer for 2024. She was like the organizer partially this year as well.
Yeah.
And she came into this particular chat channel and was there to, quote, answer questions about this new policy, which, again, sequesters or segregates the naked people into one area, and they have to put up a wall, essentially, to prohibit anyone from seeing somebody's body parts. She was there to answer questions about this new policy and get feedback from people. And it just seemed like one of those government listening, quote-unquote listening sessions where, like, the city council, they've already made up their mind. Mm-hmm. But they're going to go ahead and have a two-hour-long session where you can talk to them.
Yeah, they're going
to
gyrate.
Tell them what
they're
going to
do
think.
Motion things. And
yeah, make it look like they are caring about what you think. And that's kind of what was going on here.
Yeah.
So I had some questions. I wanted to know who, not necessarily who complained, right? Because fine, you know, keep them anonymous if you want to. But how many people complained? What was the number? Was it a dozen? Was it 100?
Yeah.
How many people complained about nudity at Porkfest? How many of those people actually have attended the event in the past? She also said that there was her reason for this. And this is really something else. Her reason for putting these new rules into place for the naked people was she's trying to protect them. It's about keeping them safe.
To protect the naked people?
Right. It's about, apparently there was this, what she calls Brute Squad. who has threatened the naked people and further threatened the Porcupine Freedom Festival as an event. And so because there are people out there that are willing apparently to do violence against other people who are naked or do violence against the whole event for allowing this from happening.
What's the quote?
She decided.
What's the quote? If you're willing to give up freedom for security, you deserve neither?
Yeah, indeed. And so she decided to keep the event safe by telling the naked people they just need to go ahead and keep to their own, this new segregated zone, so we don't have the brute squad come onto the campground and start, I don't know, whatever the violent threats were.
The heck is a brute squad?
Always negotiate with terrorists.
Right, that's exactly
people
what happened.
People scare you and threaten you in order to get their way,
yeah.
That's who you should just always kowtow to and obey.
Right, and so of course...
That's what we're about here, right?
That was one of my other questions was, well, what were the threats?
Yeah.
How did you receive these threats? Were they anonymous threats? Do you know who the people were? I mean, can we have some information here to inform us as to what made you make these decisions? And basically your answer was no. Not going to give you any information about this. Not going to tell you any numbers or any details on the threats. Normally, if someone threatens a freedom festival, that person should be outed. That person
yeah.
should be publicized if it's not an anonymous threat.
Right.
If it is anonymous, go ahead and publish that anyway. Show people what's coming in so they know what they're dealing with. And the one thing that I think was also important to note here is that no one from Body Freedom Village asked for protection. Nobody from Body Freedom Village said, oh, Constance, organizers, we're scared over here.
Well,
we need your protection. No, they're strapped. These people have guns, okay? They're
naked and they're armed.
Yes. They are fully able to protect themselves from whatever it is that comes. And this whole festival doesn't need the protection.
Well, that's what I was
going to
ask is, like, where is it in the terms of service or whatever the fine print is when you buy your Porkfest ticket that says, I hereby give permission for Porkfest, the organization, to provide protection services.
I don't think it's in there.
It's not. I've read through them all. It's not in there. If it is, call 603-283-6160.
And it's going to be just like, you know, the police. By the time Porkfest security shows up, the shooting's over at that point, right?
Like, probably the least necessary festival on planet Earth to protect.
Right. It's the most, probably the most well-armed. Besides a gun show, the Porcupine Freedom Festival probably has more guns per attendee.
Well, and at a gun show, those are mostly not loaded. Whereas ours are ready to roll.
That's true. That is true.
So this is the safest place in the entire world. We don't need your protection. We're already protected.
So that's what I've learned here, gentlemen, in the last few days in just observing and participating in this particular conversation. Is that it's for their protection
I'm sure the brute squad won't take this lesson and threaten further actions for whatever they want later on.
Indeed.
This'll just be a one-off.
Yeah, what she's proven is that threats apparently work. Against the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Brute by Fabergé.
There's more coming up here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. So I say, I think this is a new low, honestly, for Porkfest to discriminate against an entire group of peaceful people.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.